Last year at this time, I went back to check what I spoke about. So I think we spoke about seven or eight reasons about why Esther did not reveal her nationality. Why was it so important to Mordechai and Esther to not reveal what her nationality was? So we're going to give a bunch more reasons, and when it's time, I'll stop, and we'll save more for the next year until we exhaust all the reasons that I can find that talk about why. However, I'll just give a quick warning. Because some of the answers involve mature content, so to speak, I will talk Bederech Remez when we get there because there's younger people here. And Hamevin Yavin, those who know, understand, and those who won't, will Baruch Hashem not understand as well. Okay, so one of the reasons brought by the Vilna Gaon is that Esther hid herself when the call went out for women to come to the beauty pageant for the king, to find someone as the spouse for the new king. And therefore, when Esther was discovered, according to the Gra, she was taken against her will, and it's not that Mordechai voluntarily marched her forward. So Esther had a fear, and Mordechai had a fear, that if it became known that this woman who was hiding was part of the Jewish people, then retribution would be taken out on her, her family, and the rest of her community, because she had to be discovered, and she didn't come voluntarily. And the Goyim would say, the Jewish people are so separate, they won't even marry the king, they won't even marry Achashverosh, and they'll come and they'll make a pogrom against the Jewish people. The Gra then says over here that we see the very high level of tzidkus of Esther. Because after it came to light that Achashverosh likes her, and Achashverosh was not going to kill her, but in fact he loved her and he honored her, she still never revealed her true identity, because Mordechai said not to reveal it. And that, says the Gra, is a very, very chashuv thing, and it shows the love of Munas Chachamim. I would argue that this is probably the Gra l'shitaso, because in the Maisa Rav in two places, and they bring by the Talmidim, by Yisrael Mishkov as well, that the Gra often always held that all Gzeros de Rabbanan have reasons that we don't know, and we have to keep the Gzera even if the reason doesn't apply. So for example, famously, the Gra is very makbid on Mayim Megulin, water that's left out overnight. So Chazal said maybe a snake will drink from the water and leave the poison inside. Baruch Hashem, Bizman Hazeh, I've not seen too many snakes here in Long Island, certainly around our homes, and therefore you would say the reason doesn't apply. But the Gra said the reason it doesn't matter if the reason applies, because Chazal and their wisdom make Gzeros and Takanos that we don't fully understand. They don't reveal all the reasons to us, and it still stands to this point. So the Gra seems to hold Vashit as well, that even though Esther's reasoning or Mordechai's reasoning didn't apply anymore, but since Mordechai said you have to do this, she fell in line and did it as well. Rosh Shlomo Brevda, in his Perush on the Gra's Perush on Esther, Kimu V'Kiblu, so he says that this high level of Munas Chachamim was a tikkun, was a rectification for what Klal Yisrael did wrong. What did Klal Yisrael do wrong? Mordechai told them, don't go to the Suda. And what did Klal Yisrael do? They went to the Suda. They went against Divrei Chachamim. So the act of Esther to listen to Mordechai, even when it didn't make sense to her, was a tikkun, says Rav Brevda, for what the Jewish people had done wrong. Next reason. The Rokeach writes in the Shari Bina, and he says that Mordechai thought that she would be able to surreptitiously able to be find out information, secrets, any plots against the Jewish people. But if they knew that Esther was Jewish, no one would obviously reveal any plots about the Jewish people in front of Esther, because she would then go tell on them to the Jewish people. And if she was known she was Jewish, it would ruin the plan of Mordechai. There is a similar idea in the Gemara in Tainus Chaf Beis. The Gemara in Tainus talks about Rav Baroka, who saw a man who was Jewish, but he dressed in a very non-Jewish way. No tzitzis, shoes that Jewish people didn't wear. I don't know what types of shoes those were, but he dressed in a very non-Jewish way. So Rav Baroka asked the man, why do you dress in such a way? So he said that I can mix amongst the Goyim. I'll find out if there's any plots against the Jewish people. I can go to the Chacham and the Tzadikim will daven for the Jewish people to save them. So we see such an idea repeated in Chazal as well. Rabbeinu Ibn Yahya writes in his Perush Megillas Esther that Esther, in a similar vein, would speak positively. It's like having a non-Jewish congressman who's pro-Israel. Why is the non-Jewish congressman who's pro-Israel better than the Jewish congressman who's pro-Israel? Because if Congressman Morty Schwartz is saying nice things about Israel and Iron Dome. So everyone says, thank you very much, Mr. Schwartz, but you know, that's the team you play for. So it makes sense you're going to support Israel. But if Richie Torres from the Bronx, wherever he's the congressman for, says positive things about Israel, that means something more, because he's not Jewish, and he comes from the outside. So if Esther wants to promote Jewish values and what's good for the Jewish community in the government, better that she shouldn't be Jewish than she should be Jewish. That's what Rabbeinu Ibn Yahya writes. Third reason. The Yalkut writes, in the Yalkut Shemoni writes here in Megillas Esther, and he asks a very important question. Why did Mordechai go tell Esther to tell on the supposed assassins, right? Why did she have to go tell about Bigzad and Zeresh and to stop Achashverosh? Meaning, if I had a plan, it would probably be the best thing for the Jews, and it would have been the best thing for Esther. Why? Because Achashverosh would have been killed, Esther would have gone free, the whole issue with Haman would have fallen apart, the whole government would have collapsed, and the whole Gezeirah would have been it. So it would have been better to have them go assassinate the king. So the Yalkut says that Mordechai was fearful that if Achashverosh would have been killed, people would have said, do you know why he died? Because he was a Jew in the government, because of his Jewish wife. It was probably a Jewish conspiracy that had him killed, and then there would have been a pogrom, and it would have been bad news for the Jews if a Jewish person would have been associated and near the time of the king when he would have been murdered. And therefore, it was better for her to keep her identity a secret, because if something bad were to happen to the government, happen to the king, it would have protected and it would have helped the Jews out and they wouldn't have been blamed. Next reason. Comes Rav Shlomo HaLevi Alkovitz, comes the Manos HaLevi, and he quotes Rav Yitzchak Arama, the famed author of the Akedas Yitzchak, and he explains that as follows, that when Achashverosh forced Esther to be with him, there was two possibilities. Either, if he didn't know that she was Jewish, then the entire event was Lahanas Atzmo. It was for his own pleasure. And the din would have been Ya'avor v'al Ya'areg. In that case, if a guy does it only for his own pleasure, not because he wants to be Mavir al Das, that caused a Jewish person to go against her religion, so technically she would be allowed to do that. But once it became known, says the Manos HaLevi, says Rav Yitzchak Arama, that Esther was a Jewess, then Achashverosh, in what he was trying to do, in being together with Esther, so that would have now been not only for himself, but maybe he would have acted in that way in order to force Esther to go against her religion. And the intention of the Znus would have been a religious motivation, not just for himself. And that would have been a provocation to force her to violate her religion, and for no other reason. So that's the reason that Rav Yitzchak, that's the Yitzchak Arama writes. So then comes Shlomo Alkovitz and he says that even though at the end of the Megillah, what happened? Her religion became known. So then wasn't it therefore now a case of Yehar Gval Yavar? Maybe Achashverosh is using the being together with Esther to force him to do something against her religion. So the Manos HaLevi says, by that point, Esther knew that Achashverosh truly loved her, and anything he did was only for that, and it wasn't to force her to do something that would go against her religion at that point. Okay. Number five. Here, this we have to be especially delicate. Okay. Comes the Mordechai in Maseches Ksuvos, and he says this in the name of Rashi. And he says that if a woman has bia with a guy, so she's Asur Labala. But we see from Esther that she didn't tell Achashverosh that she was Jewish, and therefore, it was considered that it wasn't something that she had das for, something she wasn't interested in, and therefore she wasn't still Asura to Mordechai. So when the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tesvav, that when Esther says, Kasher Avadati Avadati, that if I have to go now to Achashverosh, and it's going to be, he's going to know that in some way I'm interested, so that's by revealing her identity, therefore it's no longer an onus, it's no longer against her will, and therefore she would become Asura to Mordechai. That's what the Mordechai, the Rishon, writes in Maseches Ksuvos. That's what he says. Now this obviously raises a question. Why is it necessary, or why is knowing Esther's background about which religion she's from, or you know who her family is, why does that make the Bia Asur versus being not Asur? Why does it make it that she's interested versus not interested? That's the question that the Achronim ask. So comes the Chassam Sofer Maseches Ksuvos Daf Gimel, and he says the following thing. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says in Ksuvos Daf Nun Aleph that with regard to a woman who's captured by the Malchus, and she's captured by the Malchus with the purpose of being with the king, so the Gemara says that if she's captured by a Malchus, by a Melech, it's assumed that it was against her will, and she didn't consent. But if a woman was captured by bandits, then we can say that perhaps that it was not against her will, and maybe there was a havamir, there was an idea that she thought that maybe she would marry them or they would be interested in marrying her. That's what the Gemara says. So since in the latter case there's some sort of an interest, maybe therefore it would make her usher to her husband, but in the former case of a melech, there was no havamina that she would have any kesher with the king, and therefore it would be considered 100% against her will. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, but I have a b'raisa to stira. The b'raisa says the opposite, that if a woman is captured by the malchus, then in that case it would make her usher to her husband, but if she was captured by bandits, then in that case it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, which one is it? Bandits are worse for the husband, or the king's worse for the husband? What makes it more usher for the husband afterwards? So the Gemara says it depends on who the melech is. Who's the melech? If it's a melech like Achashverosh, that's the example the Gemara uses. If it's like Achashverosh, then a woman understands that not in 100 years would the melech like Achashverosh be interested in marrying me. It must be that it's against her will, and therefore she can go back to her husband. But if it's a melech like Ben Netzer was like the governor of some schleppy country nobody cared about. So in that case, the woman might have a havamina. Maybe such a king would be interested in me. And therefore, says the Gemara, she thought maybe I would marry such a person. And therefore, being together with such a king would perhaps make her usher to her husband. That's what the Gemara says. That's how we explain the Gemara Lefi Rashi. What I just said, the Gemara now is like Rashi. Comes the Ramban, and the Ramban says, doesn't the Megillah say that Achashverosh put the Kesra Malchus on Esther's head? Doesn't the Gemara say that she would have Tashush with Achashverosh, go to the mikveh, then go back to Mordechai? It was fine because whatever Achashverosh did was considered against her will. So how can Rashi say that Achashverosh is the paradigm of something that's against the woman's will? And therefore there's no havamina of the king loving such a woman. The Gemara and the Megillah says that Achashverosh was interested and wanted to, and Esther felt some sort of a kesher, so to speak, with Achashverosh. So which one is it? So the Chassam Sofer says that the entire time that Achashverosh didn't know that Esther was Jewish, Esther thought that if he ever found out that she was Jewish, she'd be kicked out of the palace. The second Achashverosh finds out that I'm Jewish, he's not going to be interested in me. Meaning, it was the Malchus of Achashverosh, as the Gemara in Ksuvos describes. She had no intention that Achashverosh was actually interested in marrying her, because she thought that I'm a Jew, he would never be interested in who I am. But when she finally revealed her identity, says the Chassam Sofer, if the truth would have cemented the fact that Achashverosh really loved her, and it wanted to marry whoever she was, and therefore it should be usher forever. Meaning, the Chassam Sofer explains as follows. He explains to Mordechai as follows. The entire time that Achashverosh didn't know her true identity, she had the din of an anusa, someone who was against her will. Because she always felt what? I'm below his malchus. He would never be interested in me. I have a suffolk. I have a chance that Achashverosh wouldn't care about me. And therefore I could always assume that I can go back to Mordechai afterwards. But if it was ever revealed who I was and my identity, and the truth was on the table, well then I would know for sure that Achashverosh likes me or doesn't like me. And if I find out that he likes me, well then I have an issue. Because being together now perhaps has the possibility that I have a kesher, I have a connection to the melech, and now that would make me usher to go back to Mordechai. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, with all this together, the Chassam Sofer says, Mordechai told Esther not to say anything, so the whole time it would be a suffolk. She wouldn't know, is Achashverosh interested in me or not interested in me? And by leaving it a suffolk, that left open the possibility that she would not be Asura Labala, she could go back to Mordechai afterwards. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Everyone good? Next. Okay. In that same vein, we'll give another mahalach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Daf Ayin Dalet, wasn't the mice of Esther, what Esther did, being with Achashverosh, wasn't that in Aveira Bifarhesia? Wasn't that a public Aveira that people knew what was going on? So then why didn't Esther have to do what? Yaharig Valyavar. If a Jew is dragged in public to do one of the sins, and it's in a public domain, it's a Chil Hashem, a Jew has to give up her life. So why wasn't it, ask the Gemara, why didn't Esther have to give up her life in order to be with Achashverosh? So the Gemara is a machlokas Abaye v'Rava. Abaye famously says that she didn't have to give up her life because Esther karka olam haya. We're not going to translate that. If you know what it means, good. If not, we can talk about it afterwards. Esther karka olam haya. That's number one. And therefore, it wasn't an issue. Rava says in the Gemara, no. Rava says that if the Goyim force us to do Yisurim, not to persecute the Jewish people, but only for their own personal pleasure, because this is what the guy wants, that's different. In such a case, there's no chiyuv if it's only for the guy's personal pleasure for the Jew to give up their life. The Shach has a discussion. Do Abaye and Rava argue? Do they agree to one another? Are they just giving two different options? That's a discussion in the Shach. Comes Rameir Eisenstadt in the Kasnos Or and says as follows. He says, it's clear from Tosus in the end of Yuma that if something is public, there's no heter of Hanas Atzmo. If a guy comes and tells a Jew to do something in public, even if the guy is doing it for his own geschmack, his own pleasure, the Jew has to give up their life. That's why, says Rameir Eisenstadt, Mordechai wanted to cover his bases. And he told Esther that you have to make sure not to tell. So the arayos, the being together, will be Bitsina, it will be quiet, no one will know. It will also be karka olam, and therefore, according to all shitas, according to all opinions, will be enough. And therefore, that's why he told Esther to keep her identity to herself so it wouldn't be public. What's a question on that? No? What's a logical question on the Kasnas Or? What? Okay, Hashem knows, it's true. Uncle Moshe and Hashem knows, it's true. Hashem is everywhere. But what? Who knows? Everybody knows! The whole world knows that Esther's there. So how can you say, just because Achashverosh doesn't know that she's Jewish, so therefore now it's considered Bitsina? What does that mean? So comes the Chidah in the Keser, in the Kisei David. And he says, the Goyim didn't know she was Jewish, but every Jew in Shushan knew that Esther was there. So why is this not a problem? Why is that considered not Bifur Hesia? So the Chidah says that if the Jews know, but not a single guy knows, it's not considered Bifur Hesia. That's the Chiddush of the Chidah. It's not considered public Chil Hashem, even if every single Jew knows, but not a single guy knows, it's not considered a public Chil Hashem. That's what the Chidah says. Okay? Next option. Comes the Nemuka Yosef in Sanhedrin, and he wonders, why doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about giving up your life, why doesn't the Gemara say that it was a Shas HaShmad, it was a time of persecution against the Jewish people, right? Haman was around, it was a time of persecution, and therefore Esther should have given up her life. Doesn't a Jew have to give up everything, even Arkasa Desana, even wearing a red shoestring, if it's a time of persecution against the Jewish people? How come the Gemara doesn't ask such a question on what Esther did? So the Nemuka Yosef says that it's only called Gzeiras Hamalchus. It's only called a Shas HaShmad if they're attacking and they're directed at one nation versus every other nation. That's what Nemuka Yosef says. So therefore what? Achashverosh wasn't focused, didn't know about the Jewish people at that time. When he decided to take the women captive in his home, he wasn't focused on the Jewish people. And therefore, he says that it's not a problem. Comes the Gadol of Minsk, in the Ora Gadol, and he writes the following. He says that the Shach writes in Yerodea that it's only a chiyuv to give your life by Shas Gzeres Malchus. You only have to give up your life when the government is against the Jews if the guy knows that you're Jewish, right? If there's a Shas HaShmad and a guy stops you in the street and says, hey, Christian, you know, whatever your name is, that was the most Christian name I could think of, hey, Chris, you know, why don't you do this thing that all the other Jews also have to do, but he doesn't know that you're Jewish. So says the Shach, that's not a problem. But if the guy doesn't know you're Jewish, and he's a guy that knew it's not a Chil Hashem. And that's why, says the Gadol of Minsk, Esther never reveals her identity. Because by not revealing her identity, Achashverosh didn't know she was Jewish, and therefore Shas HaShmad, having to give your life to Shas HaShmad, doesn't apply. Next, comes with Shlomo Kluger in the Kilas Yaakov, and he says that Esther didn't reveal her identity in order to prevent Techil Hashem. Because according to the status of the person, so is the level of Chil Hashem. Because Esther was a Bas Melech, and she came from a Chashuv family, therefore, she had to be extra careful. If it was known that she came from a prestigious family, it would have been a greater Chil Hashem. Rav David Cohen writes, Rav David Cohen of Brooklyn, not of Hebron, he writes in the Sefer Esther Amalka that it would have been a Chil Hashem if people knew that a Yehudiya, that a Jewess, was with a guy. That would have been the Chil Hashem. So Rav Shmuel Karbach writes in the Be'er Shmuel that Esther didn't want people to learn from her actions. She didn't want people to think that what she's doing was mutter. There was a loophole of heter as well. Let's discuss, let me get two more reasons in before Maariv. Let's look at the reason of the Chida. The Chida writes something wild. I'm going to imagine out of all the things we say here tonight, this will be the one you'll remember. Chaval, because the other ones were a lot more alumnus to them, but this is the one you're going to remember. The Chida writes in the Chomas Anach, and he says in the name of the Zera Berach, Nasan Tam Lamalo Hagida Esther Es Amma V'Yas Malata. Why did she not reveal her identity? Shatamu B'Vnei Shehaisa Machnesis Sheda Bimkoma. Because the Zohar says that Esther made a shade. She made a demon, some sort of a being that would take her place when Achashverosh wanted to be with her. And when Achashverosh was with Esther, he wouldn't talk to her because she wasn't Bas Melachim. And she put the shade, apparently Shadim don't talk, she put the shade instead. Kine Amru Razal Shitzarach Ladabri Mishto, he gives all explanation of Lachem Betchila, Lavagid Esther Sama. The reason why Esther didn't reveal her nationality, Vias Moladata, and her birthright, to Kemadol Yeda Shehi Bas Melachim. If Achashverosh didn't know that she was Bas Melachim, then he wouldn't talk with her when they were together. But now, when she wants to remove the Gzer of Haman, she would have to say that she was Yisraelis, she came from Shaul HaMelech, and now that she's Bas Melachim, Achashverosh is going to speak with her when they're alone, and that's going to give away her cover, and she can't use the shade anymore. And that's what the Chida says. Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked in the Talmud Zakra, according to the Zohar that says that Esther put a shade in her place, why did she say Kasher Avadati Avadati? Why did she say, what do you mean? You'll take out the shade will be in your place, and that'll be for the rest of her life. So based on the Chida, there's no questions. Once it's revealed to Achashverosh who she was, that she's a Bas Melech, she no longer can put the shade in her place. So comes Rameir Eisenstein in the Kasnas Or, and he says, V'yes Maimer Mordechai Esther Asa. Listen to the Pasuk here. Ready for the Pasuk? V'yes Maimer Mordechai Esther Asa. Whatever Mordechai said, Esther did. Says the Kasnas Or, that Mordechai taught Esther how to make shadim. She handed over to Esther, he handed over to Esther the secret of Kabbalah of how to make shadim. So now, let's read the whole Pasuk together. Ain Esther Magedes es Maladata v'yasamaka shir tziva ala Mordechai. Esther didn't reveal her nationality like Mordechai said. V'yas maimer Mordechai Esther also kasher haisa ba'amunayuto. Why didn't she reveal it? Because Mordechai taught her Kabbalah and taught her how to make shadim, and therefore she couldn't reveal her identity. We'll do one more. We have 3 minutes. We'll do one more. This is also a big chiddush. Comes Rav Yaakov Lorbebaum, the Baal Nesivos, and he writes in his perush here in the Megillah Starim, in Perek Beis. He says, V'gam machma shelo yeda mishpachasa v'haya yere shema haya mevuz mishpachos. More Achashverosh didn't know Esther's identity, and he assumed that she came from a lowly family. V'haya yare shema tis'abr v'haya zaro 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 mibuz mishpachos. And the last thing Achashverosh wanted to have was a son that came from a not chashuv family, a lowly family. L'zelo haya rotz levola, and therefore Achashverosh was never with Esther at all. That's what he writes. And the Nesiva says the miracle was that Achashverosh chose Esther as a wife, even though they never had any time together. And based on this, it makes sense that Esther didn't reveal her identity. Because by withholding her identity, it kept Achashverosh away that he wouldn't be interested in her. Obviously, this is a very, very difficult pshat. Because it's kemat against every chazal and every single pasuk that says that Achashverosh and Esther did have time alone. And the Nesivus is a very big chiddush. And the Nesivus says that he knows he's against Chazal, but nevertheless he thinks that is pshat in the Megillah. Okay, we'll stop here.